I thank God for everything that I have. All I have come from God. Good health, good food, good family, good church, and good life. They all come from God. In that sense, I believe that life is a gift. I see life as a gift. Jesus gave us a very interesting story. Through this story, there was one clear message that he wanted to get across. There was an owner of a vineyard. Early in the morning, he went out and he saw people not working. So he told them, come and work at my vineyard. So he invited them. So he came. They came and worked. And around noon, he went out again. And he still saw people who were not working. So he invited them. Why don't you come to my vineyard and work? So they came and worked. And around 1 hour before the closing time, he went out again. And still there were people who were not working. So he also invited them to come to the vineyard and work for him. They all worked hard. And then at the end of the day, he was paying them daily wage. And starting from the people who came 1 hour before, and he gave one denarian. One denarian is a full wage of a day's work. Full pay he gave the people who came 1 hour before. And then he gave the people who came in the morning still one denarian, which is full wage. But the people who came in the morning got upset. I'll be upset too. Because you'll feel that. It's not fair. It's not fair. Yes, it's not fair. But there is one clear fact and clear message, that is, people who came 1 hour before, he saw that one denarian not as a wage, but as a gift. I only worked for 1 hour, and I received the full wage, full one denarian. And they saw that as a gift, and they went home as recognizing that life is gift. Recognizing that life is a gift is not easy. Not many people see that. It says you need spiritual insight to be able to see your life as a gift every day. How do you see your life? Do you see your life as a gift? If you are able to see your life as a gift, that's wonderful. Every single thing that you received is God's gift. The air that we breathe, the food that we eat, the things that we enjoy, the little children and grandchildren that we enjoy, they are gifts from God. It is a gift of grace. The abundance we enjoy is a gift. Even the life that you're living right now is a gift. That's why St. Paul said in the next chapter, and God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. My friends, don't turn gifts into possessions. That would be the foolish thing to do. Don't turn gifts into possessions. There's a difference between possession and a gift. If it is a gift, you share it with others. If it is a possession, you own it. You take it. You want to keep it to yourself. That's a different Even though you have the same money, you think of it as a gift, then you share. But if you think of it as your possession, then you cannot share it. You want to keep it for yourself. We don't own anything, my friends. That's our theology. We don't own anything. Everything flows from God and flows back to God. Even the life that we enjoy in this world is only God's gift. When that is over, it flows back, returns to God. We don't own life. It is God's gift. Let me read 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8 again. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. That's the conclusion. You share abundantly in every good work. That's why God blessed you. So that you can share with, you can share your life with those who are less fortunate than you. You share your talents, you share your money, you share your time, you share your intelligence. That is what St. Paul said in the beginning of today's passage too. Now, as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in utmost eagerness, and in our love for you. So we want you to excel also in this generous undertaking. This generous undertaking is giving, sharing. So you think that you have faith, you think that you have knowledge, you think you have a spirituality. You excel in those. I know it, Paul is saying. You're great in all those. You have great faith and knowledge and everything. But in the same way, I want you to also good. I want you to be good in sharing what you have with others. In other words, the Corinthian church did not have. I mean, they thought that they were spiritual. They had lots of faith and knowledge about God. But they were lacking in terms of sharing what they will have with others. So Paul had to teach them how to give offering, how to give donation, how to share their resources with others. He had to teach Corinthian people with these things. The church at Philippi was much, much poorer than Corinthian church. But they were very good at sharing what they had. See, when you look at the Greece area, the northern part is called Macedonia, and southern part is Achaia. And the northern part, Philippian church belonged to, and Corinthian church belonged to Achaia. And the southern part was much, much more affluent. They had lots of financial resources and money, but Philippian church shared more than Corinthian churches. Even though God has blessed Corinthian church, tremendous gifts. All these Corinthian people, they received tremendous gifts of the Spirit. They received gifts from God so much. Not lots of knowledge about God, lots of gifts they had. But they turned these gifts into possessions. Even the gift of Spirit, they turned that into possession. That's why they were fighting with each other over the gifts. Whose gift is greater? Who has more powerful gifts? And they were fighting with each other. Even though God has provided them so much free gifts, they turn them into possession. That's why St. Paul had to say this. Because they were fighting so much about whose gift is greater. Who's greater than, you know, they always think about, I'm smarter than you, I'm more beautiful than you, I have more money than you, and they all have this kind of attitude. That's why St. Paul said this. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Because there were some people who were speaking in tongues and then accused other people. You don't speak in tongues. You're not spiritual enough. And some of them have power of healing. And they were calling other people, you don't pray enough. That's why you cannot heal. So they were fighting over each other. So they turned the gifts of the Spirit into possession. And they were fighting. That's why St. Paul said, do all speak in tongues. Do all interpret. But instead, use these gifts for the common good, he said. This is what he said. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. What's important is for the common good. What you have is not as important as you use it for the common good. There are just different gifts. So St. Paul, whole chapter of 12, he's talking about all these different gifts. And then, why are you fighting? And he was saying all that. And at the end of chapter 12, he said this. But strive for the greater gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. Then, that was the last verse of chapter 12, and then he goes into the famous chapter 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is, what is it about? Love. Whole chapter of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, he talks about love. That's a greater gift. That's the greatest gift. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. And he goes on and on about love. Love is patient and all that in chapter 13. Love is the best gift. The best gift that you have is love. But my friends, love, if it's not shared, what is love? If it is within you, what is that love? Love is not just you feel. Love is not just something that you possess within you. Love is love when you share it. Love becomes love when it is shared. In the same way, gift of God is gift of God only when that is shared for the common good. The early Christians, they received the gospel, they believed in Jesus Christ. So they start believing in Jesus Christ, but something wonderful, supernatural happened. They never expected that kind of thing to happen. The Holy Spirit came down like fire from the heaven. The Holy Spirit came down and they were all filled with the Spirit. They never experienced this kind of experience before. They all received this abundance from God. The spiritual gifts they received. What did they do? When they experience life is a gift, when they experience that life is abundance, what did they do? This is what they did. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute to the proceeds to all as any had need. Every one of them. They had this desire to share. So the possession, the money that they had, they just brought them before the apostles. And they shared everything together because they experienced the abundance, they knew how to share. When you experience the abundance in life, then you can share. You know, abundance is not how much you have. Abundance is how much you share. That's what abundance is. Doesn't matter how much you have. That's not what abundance is. But how much you share determines how abundant your life is. That's what Spirit does. Spirit abundantly blesses you. Spirit comes upon you and then lets you experience the abundance of life. Then you become bigger. Then you can share. Not only material possession, not only material things, even forgiveness. Even people who have a lot of shortcomings, you can embrace them. You have big enough heart to be able to embrace all kinds of people. You become abundant. You become bigger than before. When that happens, your life changes. And you start seeing everything. Oh, it's so beautiful. Life is so beautiful. Every single moment that I live is so beautiful. Every single thing that I have is so beautiful. Trees are beautiful. Flowers are beautiful. Children are beautiful. Everything becomes beautiful. When you have that abundance, everything becomes beautiful. You are able to see the beauty of life. There's a poem by Cecil Frances Alexander. Our choir sang few times before. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. Each little flower that opens, each little bird that sings, He made their glowing colors, He made their tiny wings. Even the cold wind in the winter, the pleasant summer sun, the ripe fruits in the garden, He made them every one. He gave us eyes to see them and lips that we might tell. How great is God Almighty who has made all things well. This is the person who experienced the abundance. She was a minister's wife. She experienced the abundance of life, and then she starts seeing everything is so beautiful. After Korean service, you know, a lot of them are 70s, 80s, and their friends are going. You know, just last week, person who was sitting beside them passed away. I had 5 funerals last 2 weeks. A lot of them were crying, going out, listening to this kind of message. Life is a gift. It flows from God. It returns to God. Jesus showed the ultimate example of how to live your life as a gift. He said, St. Paul said, "For you know the generous act of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich." What a different message from what you hear every day in this world. To make yourself great, you make others small. That's what this world is striving for. But Jesus, he became poor so that you may become rich. Very, very counterculture, very, very different message, but I believe that that is the truth. That is what love is. That is what abundance is. That's how people who see life as a gift see life. That is what we believe about Jesus, and that is what we believe about life. To live like this, sometimes it's difficult. But we know that that is the right way to live, living. No matter what people say in this world, that is the right way of living. Short life we live. Nothing you have, you can take it when you die. While you live, why don't you share it with others abundantly? Then you will experience not only the abundant life, but the eternal life.